serious news, seriously entertaining. This is the Gatos and Chad Show.
Oh, happy, happy, happy Friday. Independence Day just a couple days away. I'm Gatos. Chad is out. The wise man, Steve Zinsmeister, is in.
What's up, Gatos?
All right, wise man, we got two more hours left in the show. Becky Lynn is in there in the news center. Boy, I'll tell you. That I-17 is a disaster.
Yes, it is.
26-mile backup.
I know. Well, I think it had increased to 30 the last time he was on. 30 miles.
Goodness gracious. I mean, there are people that you would think if you leave today, you would think it would be pretty good. You almost have to leave on Wednesday.
That's right.
If you're going to Munns Park or you're going to Flagstaff or you're just trying Prescott, you're trying to get out of the heat, you know.
We have a misperception of transportation these days. And what I mean by that is this. Not only do you have to leave a day earlier than when we were kids, but you also have to, in terms of like rush hour in the afternoons,
It's
no longer like 4 to 6 or whatever it used to be.
No, everything's changed.
Now, you got to leave work by like 2 to beat rush hour.
It's amazing.
At the latest.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
It's crazy.
It's one car that screws everything up, too.
Yeah.
One accident
or one flat tire. Guy's in the middle of the road, can't move his car. 26-mile backup.
Well, didn't Barry say yesterday that they're extending, they're adding another lane?
They're widening it. Yeah. It's supposed to be 3 lanes each way. Yeah.
Yeah, but that won't be done for years, right?
Probably not.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd like to know when that thing is going to be done, because then maybe I'll head up north. Until then.
Might be a couple years, Gatos.
It's the worst. And coming back, I mean, if you're going up north right now, when do you decide to come back? Because that's the big question. When do you come back? So you got Monday is the 4th of July. Everybody's got that day off mostly, right?
Mm-hmm. Pretty much, yeah.
Okay, so do you come back on Tuesday morning and go to work?
I think a lot of people will try that.
I
think you have to leave on the 4th.
You have to leave on the 4th.
I think you would. If you have to work on Tuesday morning, yeah.
But if you're out at a drinking event on the 4th, are you driving? You shouldn't be.
So, yeah.
I mean, that's a cutoff time.
You're not going to get today if you're heading up north right now. You might as well wait. So today is gone. So you get Saturday. You get Sunday. And then Monday's the 4th and you turn around and come home. That's not worth it.
No.
Do people overnight it? Like get in the car at like midnight?
Yeah, possibly, because it wouldn't be that long of a drive. I was even going to say, if you went today, if you waited till much, much later, say you left at 8 o'clock tonight.
Okay.
I mean, it'd be, dark the whole time, but...
You don't think it's going to be bad at 8 o'clock tonight?
I don't know. I'm just wondering.
I think it'll be bad, but it'll get better instead of getting worse.
You got to take a chopper. I mean, that's really the only way to get out.
Let's just call a chopper.
Yeah.
The Gatos chopper.
They should have flights up to Flagstaff, for crying out loud. Phoenix to Flagstaff. They should. I'm serious. What is it? Two hour drive?
Used to be able to take a flight from Sky Harbor to Scottsdale. I remember seeing it on the board one time.
Is that right?
Would anybody fly?
Can you even get up in the air?
Exactly. But I swear you.
How long is that flight? Like 30 seconds?
Yeah.
Hey,
but you could.
Fine with me.
Wow.
Because
I'll bet somebody is flying from Scottsdale Airport or Mesa Gateway to Flag. I'll bet people are making a killing off of that right now.
If they even offer that flight. I have no idea.
Well, it would have to be like a private, somebody who owns a plane.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Some rich person that we need to get to know.
And they need more money, clearly.
All right, so we got a 26-mile backup on the I-17 headed north.
Catch a chopper if you can.
Oh, my gosh. It just feels so bad. You're so helpless. People, you get out of your car, you make friends.
Nothing you can do.
Nothing you can. You start eating the food that you've put in the core.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. There's just no good time to go up. If you can, you go up Thursday, right? And you skip Friday work. And then if you can come back on Wednesday, then you're taking all these days off.
If you can, take days off around it. So, like, next week, take Tuesday off and then come back Tuesday. That's probably the best thing.
The problem is, though, as we've stretched out our holidays or we've started putting them, the day that you get off on Monday or whatever, everyone starts doing that. It starts backing up. Then everyone takes Friday. Well, now you got to move to Thursday. Then pretty soon everybody's going to move to Thursday. Then you got to move to Wednesday.
All right, I'm going to tell you the plan. This is what the new plan should be. Because right now there's almost a 30-mile backup on the I-17. And everyone's listening to us and they're like, yeah, this sucks. This is brutal. All right, so since everybody's working from home these days, right?
6 out of 10 Americans I read yesterday.
Is that it?
60%
really?
Of Americans surveyed said they're working from home now.
All right. You go up north Thursday, right? You can leave anytime, right? You can probably go up on Thursday. You'd be good. unless one person gets a flat tire, then you're screwed for about 8 hours. So you go up on Thursday and you work from there Thursday, right? Maybe you got to work Friday. All right, you work from up there on Friday. Saturday, Sunday, you have fun. Monday's 4th of July, you have fun. And then Tuesday, you work from up there, and then you leave Wednesday.
So do as much remote work as possible.
Much remote work as possible.
And that works great if you can do that, sure.
But if you're, yeah, like, but if you're going up north and you're getting a hotel, then that's two other nights that you have to pay for. Mm-hmm. So that's the bad part.
I feel like this is your way of telling us you're going to be doing the show from home next week or something.
Exactly.
Sometimes I think I should do the show from home. And then I don't have to put up with all you guys.
Wow. And vice versa.
Hey, I mean, a delight. Let me say, I'm a total
delight. Well, Chad's the one who lives in Casa Grande or whatever. He lives in the Valley of the Dirt People.
Yeah, no, it's true. But I don't know. I don't know how else you get around it. Because so, like, if you're renting that cabin at Munn's Park, right? You've got to get up there on a Thursday, and you got to figure out a way to leave on Wednesday. And if you can't work from up there, and who knows, is your Wi-Fi going to be okay? It's quite a nightmare.
There you go. There's another thing. You got to be sure you got decent Wi-Fi.
You're right.
I drove up on last Saturday up to the Cottonwood area, and my phone quit working part of the way up through there, and I couldn't figure out why. My husband's was working, mine wasn't. And, you know, so the signal thing was hit or miss.
Yeah.
So I thought, well, boy, I hope we don't have a flat tire and I'm not the one in charge.
Or you can just, on a Friday afternoon, sit in awful traffic on the I-17 with a 30-mile backup and just listen to the show. And you get up north when you get up north and you just put up with it.
Patience, people.
People don't have patience anymore.
I know.
You'll get there by, I don't know, Sunday.
You'll get there, there tonight.
Burn up all your gas while you're sitting there.
That's the other thing. Yeah, if it's so bad, you just turn your car off. But then you got no AC. Yeah.
Brutal.
Have fun,
it's
everyone.
It's a losing proposition Brutal. Every way you turn.
All right. Coming up next, it is time for Five Spot. We're going to ask women to call. Only women. Here's the question. Now that Roe v. Wade has been overturned, ladies, how independent are you feeling on this Independence Day? 602-277-5827. Your phone number, ladies only, 602-277-KTAR. You seeing Independence Day a little differently this year? Yes? No? Just tell us what you're thinking. 277-5827. Five Spot, where we put you on the spot about a news story everybody's talking about. And that is next.
One, two, three, four, five. Five Spot with Gatos and Chad.
All right, it is time for Five Spot, where we put five of you on the spot about a news story everybody's talking about. So with Roe v. Wade being overturned, this is what we're asking you to do. Women only, 277-KTAR. When it comes to abortion, I want to hear from women. I've always said I'm uncomfortable talking about this. I'm a guy, and I don't think it matters what I say. I think it matters what you say. I think it matters what women say. So we've opened up the phones. We got Five Spot, women only, and we're asking you this question. All right, now that Roe v. Wade is overturned, how independent are you feeling on this Independence Day? All right, the wise man is in for Chad. What do we got? Who's first, wise man?
All right, first caller, Lynn in Phoenix. Lynn, how are you feeling on this Independence Day?
I feel good. It really is not much of a difference. I've always felt strong, and if I didn't want to get pregnant, I knew what I had to do, so I wouldn't get pregnant, me and my partner. But, you know, I don't feel any difference, you know, but if I have a daughter that wants to have an abortion, I'm still going to love her and accept her. I'm not here to judge her. That's going to be between her and God later on. I have to love her as a child of God. I don't approve of what she's doing, but I'm not going to treat her any different.
Okay, you feel no different? Gotcha. Lynn, thank you very much. All right, that's call number one. Who is call number two?
Caller number two is Cindy in Phoenix. Cindy, how do you feel on this Independence Day?
Fantastic. And you know what? It should have never been a federal mandate. It should have always been left up to the states. So I feel like we're freer because we're going to have a lot more voice with our own state than we will with the federal government. I personally am not for abortion. It's used many times. I'm not saying always, but many times it's used for birth control and that's not right. I wasn't a planned child, and I've got a daughter right now. She's married, but she's dealing with with a surprise baby, and they're turning it into a great thing, and we're excited to meet that little girl.
Gotcha. All right, 277-KTAR, five spot. We put five of you on the spot about something everybody's talking about. And our question today is, women only, Roe v. Wade overturned. Are you feeling independent on Independence Day? Who's next, Steve?
Sherry in Phoenix.
Go ahead, Sherry. What do you think?
Hello. This is the third time in my life that I've had it shoved in my face that women, in regards to their reproductive health and their physical health, are not considered to be full citizens. The first time was when I was 12, and I needed to go on birth control pills to treat dysmenorrhea. And the doctor, in some states, it's actually illegal to prescribe birth control for kids who are 12. Mm-hmm. And so I had to have a second treatment that it worked, but it's not as effective. And then, when I was pregnant, I happen to be at extremely high risk for miscarriage. In the state of Arizona, I had to have fertility treatments in order to get pregnant. In the state of Arizona, it is illegal to have an abortion to go from two fetuses down to one. And it also turns out that one of the fetuses had some fairly severe birth defects.
So you're feeling much less independent today than before?
A lot.
Okay.
Like I said, it's the third time I've had it shoved in my face.
All right.
I had to go to California to get the medical treatment I needed.
All right. Sherry, thanks for calling. Five spot, you're going to get a lot of different opinions. That's why we do this. Caller number four, Steve.
Mary in Scottsdale. Mary, are you feeling less independent this Independence Day?
Very much so. Very much so. I am very upset and sad for my daughter.
And give it's us a specific depressing. About why. Just that. Go ahead.
I am sad because I don't want somebody else telling me or my child or any other woman how to live their life. If somebody doesn't want to get an abortion, don't get an abortion. But don't tell me about.
All right. Let's take one last call. Number five.
Caller number five is Roxanne in Phoenix.
All right, Roxanne, you're last. What do you got?
I'm feeling better this 4th of July. I was never a supporter of Roe v. Wade or abortion. And I was one of those people at 18 years old, a senior in high school, found herself pregnant in a very bad situation. And an abortion was never an option for me. And I have a daughter that is now turning 18 this year because of it. And it's her body is not my body, even though I'm incubating it for 9 months. She is a person. And so I don't think in uterus or out of uterus that changes, you know, whether or not someone should be able to take somebody else's life.
All right. Roxanne, thank you. Five calls on five spot. Women only. How independent are you feeling this Independence Day as Roe v. Wade has been overturned? A lot of different opinions there. That's why we do five spot. Up next. Hey, if you're traveling for the 4th of July weekend, oh, what a mess. We'll explain next.
Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Serious news, seriously entertaining. The Gatos and Chad Show.
Well, happy early 4th of July, everybody. Chad's out, the wise man is in. So we have the big summer getaway. Some of you are going to hit the road, high gas prices. Some of you are going to go to the airport and have your flight canceled. Oh, joining us now to talk about all that stuff, travel, how bad is it going to be? We just told you that Delta Airlines was what? They're
offering people $10,000 to get off the plane.
Jeez. Joining us now is our buddy Alex Stone. He's working the story, ABC News. Well,
that's a good deal. Take that one. I'll take 10 grand to get off that plane.
How bad is it out there, man?
It's bad. So the airlines, they were having a good day earlier today, but now the numbers are, as the day goes on, they're getting worse. there's weather in Chicago. Things begin to back up. You get thunderstorms, all of that. And if a flight didn't leave out of one city, and then the next three, it backs up. So right now, about 500 flights have been canceled today in the U.S. That was way lower than that a few hours ago. But it's jumping now around 5,000 that have been delayed. And the real thing here is you got a lot of issues, but there is a lot of demand today with 48 million people who are traveling, mostly by road, about 43 million of them by road, but a lot in the air as well. And we all want to feel special when we fly. We want to get upgraded. We want to get in the airport lounge without a line. Now there are a lot of lines to get in the lounges. We want extra leg room. We want open seat next to us. No delays. This guy's at the airport today. He says, good luck with that. He showed up thinking he's not going to get an upgrade and he's going to be delayed. He said, just plan on it and then you'll be all right.
I'm expecting that to be delayed. So I've already told my friend who's going to be picking me up. Yeah, like, let's be ready. I'll keep you posted. Let's play by ear.
He said, just lower the expectations going into it and then you don't get angry and have people barking at each other. United cut 50 flights a day to make room in their network. American and Southwest ahead of time, they've canceled flights. So if something goes wrong, they have pilots to jump in, flight attendants, the actual metal, the planes available, and the head of the TSA today saying, yeah, crazy busy.
We had last Sunday the highest number of passengers since the pandemic. So I expect that we're going to see something similar ballpark to last weekend.
But Gatos and Steve, the real thing we got going on is a lot of finger pointing right now. The airlines are saying air traffic control, they don't have enough controllers. Air traffic control, the FAA is saying, airlines, you're booking too many flights for the amount of space that we've got, and staffing as well. And then they're all looking at the pilots and saying, we don't have enough of them, and then there's demand. And Delta Airlines pilots, they have the most, Delta, by the way, the most canceled flights today and over the last week. Pilots have been on the picket lines this week at Delta. David Alder, captain at Delta Airlines.
We've now flown more overtime in the first 6 months of this year than we did in 2018 and 2019 combined. And in those years, those were record years for the airline industry.
They want better pay, better scheduling. They say that they are overworked right now. Another Delta pilot.
The cancellations are frustrating for the pilots as well. Management has it within their control to adjust the schedule.
So nobody's happy right now. And American Airlines, by the way, we got to look at their new contract offer last night that they're making to their pilots. Their pilots say this isn't safe. We're working too much. And American is saying, all right, well, here's what we will give you. A 16% pay raise. Pretty good pay raise to everybody. A lot of other things. The thing is, airlines can't lose any pilots. That they are they're so tight on pilots right now. They need more. They can't have them walking out. They can't have them going to other airlines. And a lot of them are that they're trying to find a better deal. They're in high demand. So a lot going on. And the roads, they're clogged as well.
Yeah. And gas prices are high. And it is going to be interesting to see how much of it, how nasty it does get over the next 3 days.
Yeah. AAA is saying it is the worst right now if you're going to drive between now and 9 p.m. tonight. It was the best before 10 a.m. today. So if you don't want to sit in any traffic, you got to go later tonight or go tomorrow. That you're in the prime of it right now. You kind of did it to yourself if you're going to jump into it right now. We're paying on average in the U.S. about $1.78 higher per gallon than we were last year for regular unleaded. So $2 a gallon, that's a lot. You think every time you fill up, and if you're going on a long road trip, every gallon, that's real money, and it's costing a lot more.
Alex Stone, ABC News. Happy 4th, my friend. We'll talk to you next week.
You got it. Thanks, guys. See you later.
And coming up, speaking of delays, is it still a 26-mile backup on the I-17 North? What a mess. One car, probably, Steve. One car did it.
And for those of you on the road listening, welcome. This is the Gatos and Chance Show.
No, you might as well stick around. We got an hour and a half because you ain't moving. We got Detour Dan on the way. He's going to tell you how bad it is. Maybe it's cleaned up a little bit. Not sure. Also, if you think Arizona's Republican gubernatorial debate was a hot mess.
Oh, it was.
Wait until you hear this debate from another state. It was actually worse.
No, it can't be
worse. It was actually worse and hilarious. So we're going to play you a couple excerpts of that. It's coming up.
Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
The Gatos and Chad Show, 2 till 6.
All right, coming up in a couple minutes, more Detour Dan Beach, the icon, the man who will tell you how to get up north. Because now it's only 20-mile backup.
Oh, good.
It's not 30. It's not 26. It's a 20-mile backup on the I-17 North. We knew it was going to be a mess. So if you are on your way up, Detour Dan is just ahead in a couple minutes. Plus, it is Food Bank Fridays on the Gatos and Chad Show. And it's sponsored by the UPS Store and Sweet James Accident Attorneys. We're partnering with St. Mary's Food Bank, and we're asking you to text the word food to 411-923 and donate. I just want you to think about the family that is sitting in an apartment trying to decide, do we keep the lights on or do we eat? And that's where your money is going to go, towards food. St. Mary's can feed these people, and we need to help them. So text the word food to 411-923, donate. Learn more. It is a Food Bank Friday. All right, in for Chad is the wise man, Steve Zinsmeister.
What up?
Wise man, the Arizona Republican gubernatorial debate was insane. It was a mess.
It was a disaster.
Yeah, but it wasn't as bad as what happened in Wyoming. So, you know, Liz Cheney is a representative out of Wyoming. She's basically running the January 6th committee. She has gone toe-to-toe with Donald Trump. A lot of people don't want to do that if they're a Republican. She's got a lot of guts. She was on stage with four other Republicans. So there are four Republicans trying to get her seat. And the way that I saw this was, just imagine the stage with five podiums, and you've got Liz Cheney all the way on the one side. And then there are these four other people. I don't even know what to call them. It was like a college graduate, okay, from like Harvard was debating a first grade class. So play a little bit of this, because I think we need to make fun of some of the people that are running against Liz Cheney, because a lot of people say, well, now that she's gone against Trump and she's telling the truth, she's going to lose.
This is a bit of a mashup of some of the highlights, lowlights. I don't know what we're calling these.
We're going to go to what we call a lightning round.
January 6th
was a setup from the beginning. We cannot have actual. Oh, gosh.
Oh, yeah, that's a good start. We can't have, I don't know, pass?
see, anyway.
All right, pause it. All right, that is not edited.
That's a bad start.
She cannot speak in full sentences.
And to be clear, this is not Liz Cheney. This is one of the other people.
Liz Cheney's the smart one. You'll understand that when you hear it.
What we saw happen on January 6th was clearly an attempt to delay the count of the electoral votes.
She clearly knows what she's talking about.
Okay, you don't have to agree with her, but I mean, at least she's putting a sentence together.
Coronavirus vaccine policy.
They knew Fauci had awards for his work in cytokines.
I don't know what that word is.
Mr. Fauci is one of the most corrupt individuals in Washington, D.C.
We are to oppose any vaccines. Everybody ought to get vaccinated.
That is the complete opposite of what they just said.
So everybody's anti-vax. I mean, I guess, you know, well, Fauci, he's not very good.
Fauci's corrupt. I mean, he is a little bit, but still, like, they're off the deep end.
We need to do everything we can to protect ourselves from future viruses.
Wyoming residents' faith in the election process.
I understand when I talked to Mike Lindell, he did say
Stop it right there.
That's that pillow guy, right?
Yeah. The pillow guy. The one who's endorsed QAnon Kerry.
Oh, boy.
Well, I've talked to Mike Lindell, who's an absolute imbecile. And basically what he said is,
stolen.
I've got the greatest pillow and the election was stolen. That guy even got a meeting with Trump.
Oh, boy.
There was a small portion of voter fraud in this state. But
did you say border fraud?
I thought, yeah.
Border.
Voter or border?
I heard border.
I heard border, too.
That is alarming.
What about Facebook?
What about it?
This one's awesome. This one is awesome.
Using the system to steer people, we know for a fact all the major internets do that.
All the major internets are doing it. All of them.
So this,
all one of them.
This was that was just a piece of what happened in Wyoming. Liz Cheney was on the stage, and the other Republicans were there. Honest to God, if she loses to one of these people,
I'm willing to guess she will lose, and that is sad for our country.
I think she might lose too.
That is sad.
She's expected to lose because she went up against Trump.
Well, we'll find out about it on one of the internets, probably.
I know. But everyone there could not give a concise answer about everything. They didn't interrupt each other. They're too stupid to interrupt
each
other.
That first lady couldn't put a sentence together. Well, we need to worry about the I don't know, pass.
Can we pass?
Go to somebody else, please.
All right, coming up, we've got the 5 o'clock KTAR News Expansion with Becky Lynn. Detour Dan is along the I-17 North. Is a mess. And Detour Dan will tell you about that. It's coming up in just a minute. Stick around.